Missouri Net News, I'm Bill Wise. The National Weather Service has a wind chill warning for the northern half of the state until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Wind chills in Columbia, Moberly, Mexico, Kirksville, St. Joe, and Hannibal could reach 25 degrees below zero throughout this afternoon. A wind chill advisory is in effect for the state's midsection. A winter weather advisory for West Plains, Springfield, Branson, Lake of the Ozarks, Rolla, Jefferson City, and the St. Louis area is in effect from 2 p.m. this afternoon until midnight for possible snow up to an inch, causing slippery road conditions. That historic combination of Arctic air and strong winds leading to dangerously cold conditions the next couple of days. National Weather Service meteorologist John Carney says the winter blast has led forecasters to issue their first wind chill watches and warnings in years.
But we were feeling pretty confident that we were going to see those really dangerous wind chill values on Wednesday morning.
Carney says exposed skin can get frostbite within minutes. Two Missouri legislative committees will consider prescription drug monitoring program legislation today in Jefferson City.
Missouri is the only state in the nation without a prescription drug monitoring program. A PDMP is an electronic database that collects data on controlled substance prescriptions within a state. The Missouri Senate Seniors, Families, and Children Committee will hear Parkville State Senator Tony Lutkemeyer's PDMP bill today, and the Missouri House Insurance Policy Committee will hear Sykeston State Representative Holly Rader's PDMP bill tonight. The Missouri House and Senate approved different versions of the bill in 2017, but the bill died on the 2017 session's final day. Brian Houseworth, Missouri Net.
The Missouri Supreme Court Chief Justice will deliver the annual State of the Judiciary address this morning at the State House in Jefferson City. Chief Justice Zell Fisher is scheduled to address a rare joint session of the legislature this morning at 10 o'clock. And former Governor Jane Nixon will visit Joplin tomorrow for the dedication of a university building named after him. Missouri Southern State University has named an $8.1 million math building Nixon Hall. There are numerous bills in the state legislative session to ban texting while driving. Two proposals in the House would go further by banning the use of handheld devices altogether. AAA's Mike Wright says there's a trend nationwide to do away with texting behind the wheel through outright bans on handheld devices.
Without a prohibition of handheld, it's awfully difficult to enforce a ban on texting. So many of the states now have modified their restrictions on texting to include handheld devices.
Missouri is one of only three states that allow texting while driving. President Trump will give his State of the Union address next week. Western Missouri Democratic Congressman Emanuel Cleaver told Fox News the president should not use the speech to launch attacks and further divide the country.
I think he ought to come in and deliver a speech on the state of the United States and then be aspirational in a speech and talk about what we stand for and where we're going to go.
After Trump ended the government shutdown, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi changed her mind and invited Trump to give the annual address. This is news on Missouri Net.